light.
This call is being recorded.
We see now. See the lights that are all around this room. Those of you on the phone, you can visualize this as well. And if you can, and certainly you are able to, be here now in this circle. Be here with us. And not only with those that are gathered here as a group, as Ancient Awakenings, but all of the ones that have come here from far away, from many different dimensions, many different levels of existence, the company of heaven, the galactics, are all around. Simply open your third eye now, as in this astral space you look around. You can see up through the roof of this building. You can see up through it into the sky, beyond the Earth's atmosphere, to all of the ships that are high above. You can see the New Jerusalem. You can see the Bethlehem Star. You can see many different ships, including the spheres that are out there, the huge spheres, the huge mother ships, and all of the many scout ships. As well as looking around this area, if you've lifted yourself a little bit above the building here, you can see all of the beings that are here gathered. Some are just here to observe, are curious as to what is going on, seeing this light, this brilliant light that is coming up from this building now. See it rising up higher and higher into the sky. As a beacon of light, calling out to all that would see this beacon, all that would witness it, become aware of it. And now find yourself floating above the ocean, wherever that might be for you, but the ocean, whether Pacific or Atlantic, wherever it might be for you, but be well out into the ocean. And down there on the ocean, on the surface of the ocean, you can see a little rowboat that is rocking in the waves, rocking in the waves. Not heavily rocking, but just back and forth, back and forth. And you now in your astral body begin to float down to that boat. Maybe you already have. And find yourself sitting in this boat, feeling the rocking now. Before you were simply observing it. Now feel the rocking of the boat on the waves. Don't worry, you cannot get sick from this. There is no motion sickness involved here. Just feel the rocking, the gentle rocking of the waves, moving the boat back and forth. And now, out of nowhere, feel a storm coming on, a storm that is coming over this little rowboat and is beginning to move the boat more and more, rocking it more and more. Going up the wave and down the wave and up the wave and down the wave. And then all of a sudden, look out on the horizon and see a solitary figure walking towards you now in your little rowboat. Walking upon the wave, upon the surface of the ocean. And as this figure is walking to you, notice the waves are stilling by this one walking closer and closer to you. And the waves are subsiding, coming gentle once again. For he has said, peace be still. And everything becomes still. That point. And you look out now from your rowboat, and as if you were on a sheet of glass, no rocking whatsoever, no movement. Everything is silent. Now this figure that is walking towards you yet is beckoning you now to step out of your boat, to step out on the surface of the ocean and walk in peace and solemnity toward him. And of course you know now it is I, Yeshua, that is calling you forth. Yeshua Sananda, calling you forth to be with me. Come forward, my brother, my sister. Be amongst me. Be with me. Have no fear whatsoever, for there is nothing to fear ever. Come forward now and grasp my hand. Feel the warmth, feel the love, feel the energy in my hand. As we become one now, you and I become one as one being, one love, as one consciousness. Now, together with me, rise above this ocean. Rise up into the sky, up into the sunlit sky, high above the Earth's atmosphere. Look back down with me now and see as we see from our vantage point among the ships. We look down, see the Earth, Gaia, in all of her pristine glory. Do not see the darkness. Do not see the ugliness. See only the light now. See only the violet flame that is purging out all of the old programming, all of the old 3D matrix. Purging it out. Once and for all. And see now the waves of energy that originate from outside of this galaxy and have been coming through the great spheres of the guardians. And up until recently, the guardians within those spheres have been lessening the energy, that they were not too powerful coming to the Earth. But now see them becoming stronger and stronger, the guardians allowing the energies to come through more and more, transforming the entire surface of the planet, raising the energies across the planet, raising consciousness, vibration, raising it into levels that have not been seen here on this planet or felt here on this planet for thousands and thousands of years. Back since the time of early Atlantis and Lemuria. See the energies now rising and all of life here on the planet rising with it. See the plants, the trees, all across the planet taking on this higher energy and exploding with growth, rising up to meet the sun's rays as the energy is transforming life on the planet. All of the animals also feeling this energy at some level, taking them with it. As Gaia is going through her transition into the higher vibrations, into the higher fourth and fifth dimension now, see the animals as well as the plant life moving up with her. And the human collective across the planet being the last to move up in these higher vibrations. But moving up, we all are. We as a collective are moving up in vibration. As you move up in vibration now, feel the energies around you. Feel the consciousness shift. Feel the love returning with the light. Know that you here, those of you, are indicative of this transformation. You have been called the forerunners, the chosen, the 144,000, the light workers and warriors and sharers and bearers. You are the ones that are bringing in this first wave of ascension. It is coming. It is coming upon all of the other waves of consciousness that have been coming into this planet. You are riding these waves. Riding these waves into higher vibrational frequencies along with Gaia. Those that are not able to ride these waves are sitting back still yet in their sleeping state. Some are beginning to awaken. Some are still fully asleep. It is up to you, my brothers and sisters, to assist all of those that are yet sleeping, to begin to help them to move into an awakened state. Again, you as a collective of light warriors and workers. You, each one, will do and are doing your part. And there is no part that is greater or lesser than any other. Always remember that. We all have a part to play in this great plan. Great plan of ascension. You are bringing an end to the experiment, to the game. To the game that is no longer a game for many of you. You have been saying, I want out of this game. But we ask you now to persevere just a little bit longer. Just continue on, for the end is near. The light is in front of you. You are in the light. And the greater light is beckoning to you now. Go into that greater light that you are seeing now. Go into it. Feel it all around you. Experience it. Be the light. Be the way, the truth, and the light. allow yourselves to begin to return to your physical body. Know that you will be back here this evening. Come back now, bringing that light with you, that greater light with you. That light that comes from the central sun of the galaxy. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed within your physical body. And I am Yeshua Sananda. I come as both here today to be with you, to share, to experience your love that is transcending the universe now. Or as one said earlier, you have no idea who you are at this point yet. Many have shared this with you at various times, attempted to bring this understanding to you, not to raise your ego, but to raise your consciousness. For as you raise your consciousness, that part of your ego that is the love part of your ego raises also. And the lower part of your ego falls behind, not to be lost, but to be overcome, to be overshadowed, overlighted. And that is what you are doing now as you are moving into this first wave of ascension. And yes, you are moving into that wave. How quickly you are able to move through it is entirely up to each and every one of you. Yes, it is a collective ascension, but it is also an individual movement. And as individuals, you have the capacity, the potential, and even the probability of fully moving through this ascension in the not too far off future. And in reality, you look beyond the illusion now, you are in the ascension now in this moment. All of you, at various levels. But the ascension is not an overnight sensation. It is not an experience that brings you up into the higher vibrations and keeps you there in a blink of an eye. But yet, for some, it can be exactly that. Just as the one who experienced the disappearance of her physical body from another being able to have sight of it. Just as she was able to do this without even knowing she was doing it. She raised herself up at a more unconscious level into those higher vibrations of the fifth dimension. And therefore, in that state of consciousness, cease to exist for a time to others who would not have the eyes to see at that point. So too, each and every one of you, in this space that you found yourself last evening, also at times, did the same. Even though there was no one here to witness the disappearance, you, all of you, did rise up into that fifth dimension for a time. And if there had been one here who was somewhat of a skeptic, who was one that did not have the eyes to see, they would have received the proof at that moment that something was out of the ordinary here, beyond the illusion, beyond the third dimensional expression. I, as Sananda Yeshua, speak to you now with love, with understanding, with oneness, with joy, with compassion, with peace to all and each and every one of you. Because you came along with us long, long ago. I, as Sananda, you followed me here to this planet, to this experience, to this experiment, knowing full well that you would all lose yourselves in the game for a time. And you have all, at various in your evolution here, through your many lifetimes, your many experiences, your many travails. And yes, you played both parts at times. Sometimes you were the light. Sometimes you brought the darkness, all to help you to understand what the darkness is, so that you could fully understand the light. And so those of us who placed you down as your personalities could also understand the same. Through you we live and breathe and have our lives and our experiences. Through you. Remember that always. For at times in the future and from times in the past, you have been where we are. This point. You have been the Christs of other civilizations. You have been the ones that have brought light to other systems. You have been the ones that have brought down the old system and raised the new. Just as you are doing now, just as many of you will likely volunteer to do again and again and again until you have moved fully through the experience of life and returned back from whence we all came, back to the Creator, back to the oneness. The full oneness. But in so doing, in returning to that oneness, knowing fully who you have been throughout all of the experiences, throughout all of the eternity of life. And yes, life is eternal. The expression of your soul is eternal. It will never end, just as it never fully began. We know that is very difficult to understand. For how could you have always been and always be eternally? That is the quandary. That is the message within creation for all to come to understand at some point. And you, all of you, are continuing on your journey. The journey that is all important, that is taking you to places that you have never been before. And in so doing, Prime Creator has never been before. We leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and ask you now in your session this evening to call out to all of those that are looking for the beacon that you are providing for them, the beacon that is calling them forward. You will understand this more this evening. Peace and love be with each and every one of you. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, the love of our lives.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here. Wow. We cannot even begin to ascertain, to follow something of that nature. And we are not even going to attempt to do so. So we are going to go directly over to your questions or to your sharing of experiences, if you wish, during this time that you have been together here. A time, incidentally, that has been, and you may have difficulty understanding this, but has been foretold for many thousands of years. This time that you are together, not only this particular advance, but this particular group that has been brought together. James thinks it was his idea to put all of this together and create this. And we will say that it was largely not his idea. It was sent to him, it was whispered to him, and then it was shouted to him to get off of the gravy train, or get out of the comfort zone that he was finding himself in, and to begin to go about his mission. Just as Yeshua said, "It is time to go about my Father's mission," we sent the same message to him. And he even said, "Oh, now it is time to go about my Father's mission. Okay, here we go." And that is how this all began. But it was foretold back in the times of the clarion call, in the conclave, that this would occur. And not only, of course, this group, but many groups that have gathered across the planet over the years here, and many more that are going to be coming together just in time to begin more and more to help more awaken. And that is what each and every one of you are here to do, is to help others awaken. Yes, help yourselves to come back into an awakening state, but you have already done that. Now it is time for you to turn and assist others in their awakening process. How do you do this? Well, that is the question for each of you to answer as your guidance comes to you, whatever it might be. It might simply be that each and every one of you simply talk to someone that is seemingly beginning to awaken, and throw certain questions out to them and allow them to answer those questions. And if there is some interest there, then go more forward with it. And if there is great interest there, then you have found someone that is in that awakening state, and you can tell them about this group. You can begin to share. And we would ask that you do that. Now, the James was hesitant to ask us to intercede in this respect, to go in the way of a marketing expression, as you might look at it in this way. And we do not do this. But we are saying it is time for you to share. It is time for you to become the warriors more and more, to spread the light wherever you can. So invite someone to be on these calls, to be able to experience what you have experienced. Isn't it wonderful what you are being able to experience? To have the direct expression of not only we, the one who serves, but all of the ones who have been coming through, this one, James and Joanna and Shoshana, and all of the messages and the guidance that you are receiving much. And to much that is given, must much be returned. You see, if you are given the light, you must return the light to another and beckon them. As Sananda Yeshua said, send the light out as a beacon now to all that would see it, all that would begin to feel it. Okay? I guess we lied here. We said we're not going to follow that up, but somewhat we did. Okay, we're ready to move on now. Are there questions here for One Who Serves and Shoshana?
Greetings, One Who Serves. Moses,
yes.
Asking a question on behalf of Brother James. And we have graduated to Mario Level 2, we are beginning to ponder what, in your opinion, we could do better to spread the light. Do we get into radio? Do we get into a podcast? Do we create little groups in our living rooms? Do you have any suggestions? Thank you.
Yes, all of the above. And more can you do? You see? Because it is all an expression of love and higher consciousness coming from each and every one of you. And to reach out that consciousness to help others awaken, as we have said. And many more sources are coming through with the same message. This is not only our message through this one, James, and through Joanna as Shoshana. This is message that is coming from many different sources to get the message out to all of you to help your brothers and sisters awaken now. Because if you want ascension, if you want the transition to continue on in a much, we will use this term, in a much quicker fashion, then it is up to you to do so. It is up to you to reach out and help more and more to come into their awakening process. Now, how do you do this?
We can share.
Very good, yes.
May we share our perspective, dear brother?
Please.
As in all things, there must be a plan. The plan must be executed and carried out. Even in the higher realms, we must have a plan to carry out. We would say that this group that is the core of Ancient Awakening, right in this room, has guilt. There are people in have magnificent skills to carry out a plan. So what must happen? It is rather simple, but what must happen is a plan must be drawn from an intention. We see, dear brother, your intention is very strong, but there must be, as you have formed in your group of volunteers, another group forming that is assigned tasks within the plan, and they must carry out their tasks within their skill set. And that will broaden the message. That is how it begins, and then it grows organically from there. It must start with the strength of the intention. Just as these events come together, we find Joanna to be the impetus of all that is organized within this event and carried through. We also find that others have come to her and volunteered to help as an organic process. So, you must, if you wish, pick a team, have a meeting, create a plan, and carry it out. And you know very well how to do that, as you are a leader. Namaste.
Very good. And the only thing we add here is, Shoshana said those here in the room and those of you on the phone are also here in the room in that sense. But we want to make sure that you also feel yourselves included in that, for you have skill set as well.
We apologize for not including those on the phone. And that is correct, that all can contribute if they wish.
And it is up to you now. As you have heard many, many times, you are the ones you have been waiting for. It is not us. It is not the Galactics. It is not those from Agartha, from Inner Earth. It is not all those of us that are here to end the experiment, to end the game. It is all up to you, with our assistance, to end the game. And with our assistance and with all that you are doing, and incidentally, and more will be given on this evening, but what you are doing is beyond your wildest imaginations as to the effect, the reverberating effect that this group, Ancient Awakenings, is having on not only the planet Perry consciousness shift, but the galactic consciousness shift. Think about that. Contemplate on that. But do not become too, high-headed, or what is the term there? That is not the right term. Egotistical, yes, but we were looking for something else here.
Grandiose.
Arrogant.
Arrogant, yes, that is the word there. Do not become that in that sense. But just know the specialness of you in the sense of consciousness, in the sense of helping to awaken consciousness. Someone has to do it. Why not you? What is your saying? It is a dirty job, but someone has to do it, right? Okay. Yes.
Well, within that person that is still grows immensely.
Yeah.
That's right. Why you just say privilege.
Yes. Please say loudly or come forward here.
Okay. So more alive. No. I trust you all. Okay, because I'm leading with what I got out of the weekend, so it doesn't occur like you're telling what to do. But what I got out of the weekend largely through Shoshana's, one of the things, like a lot of things, but Shoshana's and Joanna sharing with me and some other folks in the room as well, is that from now on, part of what gets in my way as being a powerful transformational leader that I really am at heart is that I come off like I got to be right or do it. I either do it right or be right. Those are two things that Lorelei, the ego personality, can definitely come off as. And so I totally give that up this weekend. From now on, I'm taking a slice of Joanna. Oh, yes, that's a very valid viewpoint. And would you like to hear another viewpoint? That might be valid as well. This is totally new for me. Because usually it's Lorelei's viewpoint. It's the right one, by the way. That's how that is. And being responsible, because I knew darn well as I walked up to the thing last night that what I was going to say with the question for one who serves about that amazing thing we had, I knew inside of me, you're bringing the group down to ask that stupid, petty, ridiculous question that's about Lorelei trying to be right and perfect. So I'm now going to put the stopper on the mouth when it doesn't forward the progress. So that's what I got. And when I know inside that it's not going to forward the process, because I have sense of that, I think a lot, most of us do, right? So that's what I personally got. And I call that being responsible, because I haven't been responsible. With all this training and la-da-la-da-la-da, I haven't been responsible for these things. And inside of that, I want to make a request that in the matter of what this group needs, and everyone is so wonderful and so generous, and yet I know that Brother Moses, you know, is kind of scrounging around trying to find people for this or that and whatnot, that possibly Brother Moses could come to us tomorrow or on the next possible call with a list of what he needs, and that possibly we, each of us, inside of being responsible, but not like responsible like bad girl or whatever, but just what we learned this weekend, like we're the ones, and inside of that, that we just get our nonsense out of the way. If it's worry, if it's fear, if it's I'll do it later, procrastination, just get it out of the way. And when Moses brings us that list, we go right there, so he doesn't have to go scrounging to find out who. I'll give that a try. Just whoever can and whoever feels so prompted. That's my invitation. Do you think you could accept that for us, Moses, on your part?
Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, all right, that's all I wanted to say.
What is your saying, your AA saying? Keep coming back, it works.
I just want to make one comment to Moses. Moses has been coming to me over and over and over again, and I keep telling him, I'm too busy. But you know what? With all the love that he's experienced this weekend, I'm accepted.
Can I just quickly ask, perhaps the sheet that I passed out the other day, asking for suggestions, suggest what you can do to help?
She is saying, the one who is saying that she passed out a sheet here the other day for those that would want to sign up to assist the dear friend Moses in his endeavors to do the works here within Ancient Awakening.
And I'll collect them tonight.
And she'll collect them tonight. Was that pretty much it, dear sister? Did we get it right?
Yes.
Very good. We need to interrupt here in a sense. We do not want to turn this into an AA meeting where everybody comes up and shares from the past and all of these types of things. It is okay for some, but we do not want it to turn into that, because that is holding on to the past too much. As many of you are coming to fully understand, the past is the past. Let it go. Be in the now. You hear that over and over and over and over, and you keep saying it in every different way that we can, but there is no other way to say it other than be in the now. And move beyond the past. The past only holds you to the three-dimensional illusion. It holds you into the game, the programming within the game. If you want to get out of the game, and many have you have stated that, I am done with this, I want out of this, I want to go home, I want to be out of this game, I'm not playing anymore, like a little child saying, doing temper tantrum, I'm not playing this game anymore. Well, we got news for you. You need to stay in it just a little bit longer, because you are having such a tremendous effect on bringing the end to this game. Again, more than you can possibly imagine at this point. Okay? Are there any questions now? We move on here. Any questions?
I have a question to the subject we just talked about.
You need to please come forward. Not loud enough.
Since we're all here and we have some extra free time this afternoon, can we get together with all the volunteers for half an hour maybe? I have some questions. I need to know step by step how to do it. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it. I have a chance and had chances already with a group of my yoga studio, some women, that have asked me to make a presentation. So, and I don't know where to start. So, and I would love to do it, and I'm ready now, but I need the tools. Can we do that?
Wonderful. There is already a meeting that has been scheduled for certain ones, but others can be included. But you need to watch that it is not the entire room here that is included in that. That would not be a good thing. But if you feel a calling at 2 o'clock this afternoon, yes, after the conclusion of this, if you feel a calling, then be there. Okay?
Thank you.
Any other questions here?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the meeting was for.
For the volunteers that wish to expand the word.
To assist ancient awakenings in expanding the word, expanding the light in various ways. This is, as Shoshana spoke of, to come up with a plan and then put that plan into action. It is one thing to have a plan, but it is another to put into action. What if Prime Creator came up with a plan and there was no one there to carry out the action of that plan? It would not have happened. It would not be happening, you see? So there always must be the doing in order to have the being. You understand this?
Aye.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There are other questions here. Anything over the telephone? No? Then are we done for this time?
I have a question.
Yes?
There's someone else.
I have suggestions.
By the way, dear sister.
Yes, sir.
Dear Rita, yes. Your beloved wanted us to tell you that he was busy last evening.
Oh.
And only a portion of him could be here with you. If you can understand how we can be busy, we can be. There are different callings that we have. We have responsibilities. And Ashtar and Sananda certainly have great responsibilities. Even though they can be many places at once, there are times when it is called for that the predominance of their consciousness be in attendance somewhere else. And this was the case. And it has to do with the plan that is in motion now to bring the next steps forward. So it was a very important council meeting that he attended. Okay? So he did not leave you high and dry. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you have a question now?
She was
a little high. Yes, yes. Yes, she was a little high.
Well, I'm not going to ask what will you do because I don't feel like I'll get the answer, and it's okay. But I forgive you. It's okay. Because you're with me all the time anyway. And I invite you anytime you would like. I love you, my beloved. And I think I forgot the question. He makes me think that. My question really is something I need confirmed. And it's not just for me, I think it's others have questions. And that is when we were making the volunteering that we would come down here. And I had the message not too long ago that they never asked us to do anything unless they would do it too and with us. And I had saying that they let us see what we were going to do when we came down here. So we couldn't say we didn't want this after all this happened. We got to choose whether for sure if we want to come because we saw what our whole life was here and that we chose it anyway. Yes.
That is not exactly accurate.
Oh, good.
There is more to this story than what you are giving here. There was certainly some things that were given, some things that were shown, but the majority of what you were going to come to experience was not given because many of you might have decided not to follow through. But with that knowing, you also had the understanding, and we knew you had the understanding that no matter what was put before you, you would persevere. So it is true that some of this was given ahead of time, and you did volunteer to be a part of this and signed your contracts over the many lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes to do this. Not signed, of course, as you understand it, signed, but agreed, made agreement that you would be continuing to be a part of this. So somewhat accurate, but not completely accurate. Shoshana, do you have anything
we
to
have
share on this?
Share. May we share our perspective with you, dear sister?
Go ahead.
We must tell you to settle this matter now and understand that all is agreed to. There are no coincidences. There are no happenstances. There is only reality that you create for yourself and agreements to create that reality. You came to this planet, to other planets, millennia after millennia through agreements to perform and create realities that would create a higher understanding and a higher consciousness for those that occupy that planet. You must settle this now that that is what you agreed upon and not question whether you were shown this, whether you knew that. It does not matter. You must settle that you agree to it, and that is all. And that is when you understand that, you will proceed with great courage and move forward into your ascension process. Namaste.
Oh, thank you
yes.
so much. That is it. Thank you.
Very
oh,
well said. Are there any other questions here? Nothing further, then we are ready to release channel. Shoshana, any final message for you?
Our message, if we may share, is to let you know that you are magnificent. That this event that you have attended has created a new reality for cities, for cultures, for countries, for the planet. You must see that within yourself. And as the sister Christy explained, which was magnificent, that you are here to clear others, including yourself. And the term clear means heal. Heal all that is holding you from moving forward. You must do that through discovery, through the discovery process, which is often difficult because we are in the illusion of the program. And discovering what your next move is outside the illusion of the program. So because we are in the illusion of the program, discovering what is your next move must be discovered through others. We must trust those that show us the way. We must trust those that give us the tips, the information that pivots us towards higher consciousness, not just for ourselves, but for all, for what we do and what you do is for all. It is not just for you, it is for all. And when the intention and the understanding that each has that what is happening is for all, beyond this planet even, then the understanding will pivot you, catapult you into ascension. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. And we have only one thing to say here. Get those seatbelts fastened because the ride has begun. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.